What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. This episode is about driving while black. Do you understand the
words that are coming out of my mouth? What we're dealing with here,
glittering air,
is a complete lack of respect for the law
and smoking the reefer.
Call the dust pop.
We live in a society of laws.
Dust pop?
Yeah.
No, that's not real.
This thing of weed.
Takes one solid weekend of training to get that bag.
Alrighty then, welcome back to Police Academy Podcast. This episode is brought to you, as always, by Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/Police Academy Podcast for one free month membership and your first audiobook for free at Audible. That's audibletrial.com/Police Academy Podcast. And more each week, this show is being funded by and brought to you by our members over at Patreon. Patreon is the membership platform that we are using. Members have access to behind-the-scenes videos, extra content. Currently, you still have a shot at a t-shirt drawing. The Badge Life is offering 10 t-shirts to our first 50 members, right? So 10 of the first 50, me. Rephrase that, we'll get a free Badge Life t-shirt. If you want to go check out what they have, go to The Badge Life, spelled like it sounds, thebadgelife.com. I have one of their shirts and one of their hats, and they are freaking awesome. So go check them out, thebadgelife.com. Members also have access to, and this is the most fun part for me, and I think the most beneficial part for many of our members, they have access to our private chat server where members not only can communicate with each other and help each other out, right? Because a lot of people listening to this show are working through the process of becoming a police officer or are new to the career. And so it's fresh for them, right? It's like, hey, I just went through that. Let me help you. And that is happening over there on our private chat server on Discord. But it's for members only. So go check it out. It's at Patreon, Patreon.com. Our top tier level of membership, there's three levels. The good, the strong, the fearless. The top is the fearless. Those members get our Police Academy Podcast Tumblr. Currently, we have a limited edition Tumblr. I think we have like 20 left. So, if you want to get the one of the first 50 limited edition tumblers, go check that out, patreon.com, and just search Police Academy Podcast when you get there. Part of being one of our top tier members means that you get a shout out. And I'll be frank and completely honest, I have forgotten to do these shout outs on the last few episodes. I'm trying to get this content out to you all when I'm able and as quickly as possible. And sometimes because of that, I forget to do these things that I promised I would do. But in the end, I promise I'll come through. So here we go. We have quite a list of the Fearless membership level shoutouts. All of these people, with the exception of maybe two, because they just shipped out yesterday, have their very own first 50 Police Academy Podcast Tumblr. And those most recent additions to this very exclusive club, the people who are now drinking from the Tumblr, from which flows the most beautiful and amazing tasting truth, are Seth from Lima, Ohio, Christian from Rosa Claire, Illinois. I probably said that wrong. Sorry, Christian. Brendan from Ellensburg, Washington. Jeez, I shouldn't use acronyms. Sorry. Anthony from Lake Worth, Florida. Ashley from Daly City, California. Brandy from Shikshini, Pennsylvania. Pastor from Corcoran, California. Kyle from Madison, Wisconsin. I know I got that name right. Jonathan from Oroville, California. Jacob from Deer Park, Washington. Austin, Jacksonville, Florida. And our most recent two who may have their Tumblr tomorrow. We'll see. Corey from Fort Wayne, Indiana. And Dustin from McDonald, Tennessee. Thank you, all of you, for being part of our top tier membership. So far, the feedback on the Tumblr has been 100% positive. So I hope you all love your Tumblrs. You guys are awesome. Thanks for supporting what we're doing here at Police Academy in the way that you are. And if you want to see how you can support the show, just go over to Patreon, patreon.com. We have membership levels from the lowest level, which is basically saying, hey, I want to be part of this community. I want to be part of this chat service and send just a few bucks every month for the show to make sure the show can continue and become better as time goes on. All the way up to, I love everything about this and I want more. More, as much as you can give me, which is the fearless level. So go check that out. Patreon, patreon.com. And if you're already over there, thank you guys and gals all for being amazing supporters and members of our program there. And of course, thank you so much to those who I just mentioned in those shout outs. All right, let's get to this. We're talking about driving while black and pretextual stops. Here we go. All right, so the impetus for this show was actually a different podcast. It is called Verdict with Ted Cruz. All right, so I just found this. I didn't realize old Ted, from the senator from Texas, was doing a podcast. He's doing it with Michael Knowles. And aside from his constant stutter, love you, Ted, but damn, stop the fucking stutter. It's driving me crazy. Anyways, it's a great show. And it has been really nice to listen to two people who are having honest intellectual, and honest is a key word there. We can have intellectual conversations all day, right? But if it's not intellectual honesty, I'm not interested. So I'm really enjoying the episodes over here on a little plug for them. They didn't ask me to, obviously. Ted Cruz has no idea who I am. Neither does Michael Knowles, but it's called Verdict with Ted Cruz. Anyways, so to give you a little bit of context, Michael Knowles is a political pundit, essentially. Ted Cruz is he's a senator from Texas. He's like the co-host, basically, but Michael Knowles is basically picking his brain on particular issues, right? Ted Cruz ran for the Republican spot for president against Donald Trump, and in all honesty, probably should have won it if it weren't for some idiots that didn't drop out of the race. But anyways, we're not going to go on that tangent. But they also have guests on the show. The show is Michael Knowles and Ted Cruz. But in this particular episode, Senator Tim Scott came on the show. Now, Tim Scott, all I know of him is based on this episode. So please forgive me if there's more about this guy. I don't know. All I know is that based on this conversation, in this one episode, he is an extremely intelligent man and is intellectually honest. Okay? And the third one is that he is human. All right, so we're talking about driving while black because that is what was brought up in this episode with Tim Scott. You know, Senator Scott says, you know, he's been stopped so many times. I can't remember the numbers off the top of my head. He says the actual numbers he's been keeping track for driving while black, right? And so they kind of start asking him questions about, okay, well, what happened, right? Like, tell us what this is like. Help us understand, right? So he proceeds to explain just very basically the scenario around several different traffic stops, especially some of the most recent ones. And it was like failure to signal lane change a certain amount of distance before the lane change, right? And he's like, I didn't even know that was a thing. And I 100% agree with him in that it seems a little silly to get pulled over for not signaling a lane change or a turn, but not signaling it soon enough. But then again, we don't know the entire story, right? And we won't get into that. Like, listen, if you signaled your lane change halfway through it, does it really count? Not really. But in the end, what he's getting to is pretextual stops. And if you, there's a Police One article out right now about how Berkeley is talking about starting their own civilian traffic enforcement unit and basically removing actual police officers from any sort of traffic enforcement. If you break traffic law in Berkeley, you will be pulled over by a civilian that is unarmed, who will then try to enforce traffic law. And if you are a criminal and or drug dealer, you will say, fuck off and drive away and or kill that person. But that's another a story for another day. Anyways, their thing, one of the things that they are trying to push back against is pretextual stops. What are pretextual stops? Pretextual stops are traffic stops that are legal because they are made when a police officer observes a minor traffic offense or technicality, right? A lot of them are based on technicalities, rather. So there might be a taillight out. Right, Philando Castile was supposedly stopped because his taillight was out. You might get stopped for a wide turn. Many people don't even realize this isn't legal, and many people hate those people. And I'm talking about civilians specifically. Right, if I am turning right at a stoplight, and you are, you know, oncoming traffic and turning left, right? So we are turning to go the same direction onto a two-lane highway. In most states, certainly in my home state, we are both required to turn into the nearest lane from which we came. So if I'm turning right, I have to turn into the right lane. If you're turning left, you have to turn into the left-hand lane. And if you don't and you hit me, it's your fault. Well, people do this all the time. And they're just normal people going about their business, right? But at 11, 12 p.m., midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., when somebody does that, it's a pretty good reason to pull them over and say, hey, how many drinks have you had tonight? And they're like, well, none. I just got off the afternoon shift. I'm headed home. You suspect nothing? Nothing in the vehicle that you can see, piques your suspicion. You have no probable cause to carry on the stop any further. You write him a warning or give him a verbal warning, depending on what your department policy is, and let him go, right? That's a pretextual stop. It's a traffic stop where, okay, I'm all about honesty, right? I'm all about intellectual honesty. The truth is, I don't want to say real cops. I'm going to say it though. Real cops are concerned about crime. Actual crime. Criminal activity. So when police officers are stopping people for minor, extremely minor traffic offenses, most of the time, it's simply to make contact with that person, make sure they don't have warrants, make sure they have a valid driver's license, valid insurance, valid registration, and more importantly, make sure that they are not drunk, don't have drugs and or guns in the car. That's what these stops are for. So if you've been stopped by a police officer for something that you thought was stupid and were shortly thereafter let go, that's probably what was happening. And so this conversation is going on in Ted Cruz's his podcast. And again, Senator Scott is obviously super intelligent and by all perceptions seems to be very intellectually honest. And I'm pointing that out because you all know, if you've been listening to this show for very long, I am extremely, extremely big on impugning or implying someone else's motive, or assuming, rather, someone else's motive. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that probably, all right, I'm gonna give a number that I'm extremely confident in. I would say at least 75%. I'm thinking it's more like 90 to 95%, but I'm 100%, 99.9%, I'll say confident that at least 75% of the stops that people personally feel were stops based on driving while black are simply pretextual stops. Stops where a police officer saw a violation of whatever sort and said, "What the hell, I'm bored. I'm going to stop this car, make contact, check out the situation, and then make decisions from there," right? The idea is, well, if there is something going on here, then if I can get probable cause to extend the stop and to make a search and yada, 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 uncover some real crime, then hell yeah, let's do it. If not, and this person is just a law-abiding citizen going about their way, I'll remind them as an officer, hey, you got to have working taillights. We'll see you later, right? And so much of that is dependent upon the driver and their demeanor, the way that they interact with the police officer. If they're immediately hostile, the police officer naturally is going to, first of all, not like that person, and secondly, wonder, hey, maybe what's the deal, right? Like, is this person hiding something? Why are they making such a big deal out of this simple traffic stop? So that is what a pretextual stop is. And the examples that Senator Scott gives in this episode are, examples like the one I already gave, like not turning his blinker on early enough, right? Or having a taillight out. And he seems to be of the belief that these stops were examples of driving while black. And the first thing that I want to point out here is that he could be right. He 100% could be right in assuming that the police officer saw the color of his skin and said, "I want to stop that car," or at least saw the color of his skin and that played a role in the decision to make the stop, right? That's the suggestion there. But again, like I said, I think it's a 75% likelihood that that's not the case. Because I'm giving Senator Scott a lot of grace here. I'm not coming at Senator Scott, right? I think he's an honest, intellectually honest person and extremely smart. And I keep pointing that because the thing I really want to hit on is that our biases and our assumptions that we all have are extremely powerful. And this is why I struggle so much with things like white privilege, right? Because, you know, people can say, well, black people in America have to worry about all of these things and they get stopped by the police all the time just because they're black, and it goes on and on and on. And the reality is, so the vast majority of that is an assumption upon someone else's motive. You want to talk about driving while black? Listen, I've seen how some of y'all drive. You deserve to get your ass pulled over. And that applies to everybody, right? And the reality is, the point, in fact, is that we all, well, okay, there are some extreme prudes out there that don't ever get pulled over, all right? Well, discarding those weirdos, the rest of us get pulled over, right? Speeding, freaking not having a certain inspection sticker. I live on the East Coast now. They have all these inspections and emissions controls and all this bullshit. You gotta have 10 different stickers on your window. You can't even see out of the damn thing just to be able to drive down the road. But there's, I've never added it up, right? It depends on the state. But there's probably over 1,000 things that you could potentially do wrong at any given moment to get legally pulled over. And the point here is that black people in America, when they get pulled over for something silly like that, I understand why they would assume, well, it was because I was black. At the same time, I hear these same exact stories from white people all the time. I work with a bunch of young white, for the most part, millennials, and they complain about the cops harassing them all the time and how, well, he wrote me a ticket, but it's bullshit because blah, blah, blah. And he stopped me because this, but that's bullshit because blah, blah, blah. Right? What's the difference? Well, the young white millennials aren't pointing to their skin color because there's no narrative there. And they don't have the same, you know, the same history to point to that black Americans do to say, well, the police are out to get us, right? That's the difference. The reality is most of these interactions are pretextual stops. And if you're just, if you're simply cooperative and nice with the police officer who did pull you over for a legitimate purpose, right? It is written into the law. So it's not that police officers are doing anything outside the bounds of their legal authority, right? The suggestion is they're doing it because of the race of the person driving the car or in the car. And this is where my perspective, based on my experiences, comes into play. Again, I think these guys having this conversation are super smart, smarter than me, and very intellectually honest, but they don't understand what it's like to be that police officer making that stop. And the reality here is that I can't think of maybe more than a couple of traffic stops. And I have honestly no idea, but hundreds, if not thousands of traffic stops. I can only think of maybe a couple where I actually knew the race and or gender of the person I was stopping before I initiated the stop. And that is extremely important in the way that it influences my perspective on this issue, right? Because I understand, especially if you're talking about during night shift, right? When it's dark out, the idea that I am stopping cars based on the race of the person driving it in the dark is completely ludicrous. In fact, when I was with my agency, we had these cards we had to fill out every time we stopped a car. And we called them, they weren't officially called this, but we called them racial profiling cards. Because that was the intent of the, it was essentially a research study. They were trying to look at the data and figure out, you know, are the officers of this department, I think it was countywide at the very least, are they discriminating based on race in their traffic stops? And nothing came of it. Surprise, surprise. They didn't find any disparity there or discrimination there. But what I want to close this episode out on is the lesson that I think the main point that I'm trying to get to. And that is that we all have our own blind spots based on our own experiences and our own biases, right? Everyone wants to point to police officers and say, well, you have implicit racial bias, right? Well, we all have implicit biases. Of course we do. Our brains are hardwired. I'm reading a great book that I will most likely recommend. I won't say the name just yet until I'm further through it or done with it. But it explains how our brains work, essentially, and how to understand why we react to certain things the way that we do. We all have, and I've said this, I don't know how many times on the show, we all have implicit biases. It's called a survival instinct. To suggest that the cops are the problem because they have implicit bias is ridiculous, because every single human being has implicit bias based upon all kinds of things, including race, because it is a discernible, you know, variable that you can take in, that your brain receives as it perceives its environment, right? The environment around you. We all have bias. But the main point, the lesson that I really want to hit on here, is that you cannot assume, because someone is extremely intelligent and even has proven that they are intellectually honest, that they're right on an issue that they don't understand deeply. Now, I have seen this. This is, to be honest, this is exactly why this show started, because I was listening to commentators who I trusted, who were intelligent and intellectually honest. But when they commented on police issues, they were wrong, dead wrong. This has happened multiple times over the years since I started the show, where people I trusted to provide good, solid, you know, factual, data-driven information opined on law enforcement issues and situations in particular, and they were dead wrong. And the only thing that they're missing is a deep understanding of law enforcement, of what that is, of what the role that police officers play, the job that they do, what it's like, and the realities, the on the ground, in the boots realities of police officers across the country and the world. They don't have that. And I do. And that's why this show is still here. Because, listen, I'm essentially a pundit at this point, but I actually know. I fucking did it, right? I know how cops think. I know what cops do, and I know why. That's why this show is still here and is so popular. Because people, honest people, people who recognize, who have the wisdom to see that they have a blind spot, search for truth, and they come here a lot of times. Is driving while black a real thing? Well, is racism a real thing? Is implicit bias a real thing? Well, yes and yes to the last two. So, a certain percentage of traffic stops, I must assume, based on those last two realities, that some traffic stops are made that wouldn't have otherwise been made because someone's skin color is black or brown, right? We're going to play the Black Lives Matter game and include black and brown. Anything but white. Is there a certain percentage of traffic stops that are made because of that? Absolutely. I'm sure, yes. Because there are still some, and these are two different levels of ignorance. There are still some outright racists out there in law enforcement. And there are still some officers out there who are not paying attention to their maybe deep-seated biases. Let's put it that way. I will 100% accept that that is likely true, that a certain percentage of traffic stops are made because of someone's skin color, right? That a certain percentage of the stops that are labeled driving while black stops are actually that. There is a certain percentage that you're accurate, you're correct in making that statement. And maybe some of the traffic stops that Senator Scott has been involved with, where he was stopped, were that. I 100% accept that this could be true. At the same time, based on everything that I just explained, imperfectly as always, the vast majority of those claims of driving while black, right, I was stopped because I was black, are in reality bullshit. The person making the claims doesn't know they're bullshit. But if they understood what was really going on, they wouldn't have anything to worry about. At least along the lines of race. They'd be complaining about the stop just like everybody else. Just like every other white person that complains to me about how this cop did this and he's such an asshole and this is ridiculous. And well, hell, my mom called me one time and was like, hey, this officer stopped me and wrote me a speeding ticket. I was just speeding up because the speed was changing. It was going from 45 to 55. I was just speeding up right before the sign of 55 and she pulled me over and wrote me a speeding ticket. I can't believe it. This is ridiculous, right? My mom's white. She can't blame her skin color. She's white. She just thinks the cop's an asshole. And she was pissed. I mean, she's like, why'd she have to ride my ass? And blah, blah, blah. Before she pulled me over, I was like, mom, she's trying to read your plate. She's calling the plate out before she makes the stop, blah, blah. Like, I'm explaining these technical things that cops have to do their job. And if you take that scenario, my white mother on her way to work at, hell, I don't know what time it was. It was like maybe 8 or 9 o'clock at night. I don't know. She's working night shift at the time. Gets pulled over for something that she thinks is completely bullshit. And she's not yelling at the police officer because she thinks the officer's racist. Now contrast that with a traffic stop that I made one night as I was sitting at a stoplight. Now I'm sitting there waiting to turn right, or go. Maybe I was going straight. I can't remember. The light's red. I'm sitting there minding my own business. I have my blinders on, just chilling, right? My light turns green. And when I say my light, there was like 10 other cars around me. Our light turns green. And like, seems like an eternity later, this car comes flying through the intersection. Left to right, right? He completely... At the time, I didn't know. The car completely blew the light right in front of me, right in front of all of these other citizens who pay tax dollars for me to protect them from assholes like that. So I'm like, damn it. I'm starving. I want to go to lunch, right? I can't remember what I was doing, but I had my blinders on. I was not looking for a traffic stop. Well, this guy blows the light. I'm like, fuck. All right, asshole. Like, fine. If you really want me to pull you over that bad, here we go. So I stop him. It's nighttime. I already mentioned that. He has dark tinted windows. At the very least, dark enough to where I never saw even the silhouette of a person when he drove by going through that light that for him was very, 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 very red. So I pull him over. It's a young black male driver, young black male passenger. Passenger's chill. He's kind of just like probably rolling his eyes at his buddy, but whatever. He's not causing any problems. Driver's actually chill as well initially until I run his license and find out he has a warrant. Now, I don't remember if I was going to write him a ticket or give him a warning, whatever. Just knowing me, I was probably going to give him a damn warning, right? Like, I just needed to make the stop so that everyone else was like, ah, yeah, go get him. That asshole just blew that light, right? Dog and pony show kind of thing. I don't know if what my intent was as far as ticket or warning. Ultimately, that doesn't matter because guess what? The dude had a warrant. A warrant signed by a judge for his arrest. By law, I legally cannot allow him to leave without him leaving in handcuffs in my cruiser heading for the county jail. My hands are tied. No pun intended, right? Like, there's nothing I can do. And the stop could not have even possibly had been about race. But what was coming out of that dude's mouth? Every racial slur that you can think of toward a white police officer, right? And to him, his truth, and this is why when people say perspective is truth, I say perspective is bullshit. Because his truth was that he was getting arrested and he was stopped because he was black. But his truth is bullshit. And I understand that sometimes we're going to miss it. I miss it. Sometimes my truth, the thing I think is true, is bullshit. But I'm also always looking to challenge my truth. I'm looking for facts, data, evidence, conversations with smart people who will challenge that and actually make a logical argument that can convince me otherwise. And the point here is that we all have truths that are bullshit, that we hold on to because they make us feel good, because they're convenient, because we're told from a very young age that they're true. What's unique about Black Americans is that one of those truths, that the vast majority of the time is bullshit, is driving while black. All right, y'all, thank you so much for tuning in to our members. Again, thank you so much for supporting the show to all of our members, not just the ones I gave shout-outs to. We love and appreciate every single member over on Patreon. But I took what could have been a 5-minute explanation and turned it into 40 minutes, as is my usual shtick here at Police Academy Podcast. But these things are complicated, nuanced, and difficult to address. And again, as always, I probably didn't say everything the best way possible, but I'm doing my best. I am human, just like all of you and all the police officers out there and every civilian that they deal with. And that makes things very messy. So I'm going to leave you with this. The next time someone does something that pisses you off, and you want to react in a way that might not be so kind, just realize that they're trying to figure their shit out too. They're just human. Give them some grace and maybe just give them a hug. That might be what they really need. All right. We'll see you next time. As always, do good, be strong, stay free.